leading me to that heavenly land.
Everybody. Amen. Let's just give God all the glory. Just want to lift Him up and honor Him. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Just excited always is what the Lord's doing. And hearing the testimonies of praise as we walk into church, seeing y'all smiles. We miss all of you that aren't able to be with us tonight, that's watching on the live feed. Just know that we're praying for you. Looking forward to you coming back and being with us as soon as Lord's will. Praise the Lord. Are there any prayer requests on my right side tonight? Spoken prayer request? Alrighty. Anyone on the left side with a spoken prayer request?
Just me tomorrow.
That's right, your procedure. What time is your procedure, sir? 9:30. Absolutely. We're going to pray tonight and be in much prayer tomorrow, too. Anyone else in the congregation with a spoken prayer request? I don't want to miss anyone. All right. Praise the Lord. Anyone on the Roston?
I have a praise report I'd like to give.
Go right ahead, brother.
I'll tell you what, y'all know how God's been moving on me. And he's not in the playing business, I'll tell you. I needed what I needed from him. And he listened.
That's great.
He didn't just heal my body. Not that night he healed my body, but it was a continuous thing. I could feel things moving. I needed a job. And I wanted to quit chewing tobacco. But I didn't know I was going to get it all at one time.
Amen. That's how great God is. That's right. Amen.
He filled all of my needs and he cleaned me up.
Amen.
And the good thing about it, my tobacco chewing tobacco, okay, quit off. And that's not what this is. There's no desire. There's no taste. There's no want for it.
Yes.
So I praise him for reigning on me. God is still in control.
Yes.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Amen. Anyone else who has spoken or
Brother Terry.
Brother Terry, absolutely.
In the hospital or rehab or something for a while.
Absolutely. Most definitely will. Just want to give him all the glory. If you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your name. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name tonight, dear Lord. Lord, as we come to you, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord. May we lift you up, honor you and praise you, and be receptive to what you have in store for us tonight, dear Lord, for your message, for your word. The Lord is so powerful when your word is read, dear Lord, and we just feel it in our hearts. Lord, may it not just go in our ears and through our mind, dear Lord, that may it just be placed in there forever. Lord, again, we just thank you for everyone here, for the praise reports. And, dear Lord, you see the hands that were raised. You know the names that are called, dear Lord. You know those situations, dear Lord, whether it be for healing, for protection, for provisions. Lord, thank you for finding jobs, for stopping those tobacco use wishes, dear Lord, for healing those. As we thank you for operations that you performed recently that's gone well. Dear Lord, we just thank you for your healings. We're claiming it done in your name, Jesus. And dear Lord, we love you now, and we just want to give you this service. Lord, please receive every song that's sung, every instrument that's played. Dear Lord, just to praise and worship you. And we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, 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 amen. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. Amazing grace. Amazing grace. 57. While you're standing, most of y'all know this by heart, but turn to page 57, Amazing Grace. Amen. I need y'all's help with this, but it's a little high sometimes for me. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Yes, Lord. Found one, was lost. You may be seated if you can. Just love the Lord this evening. You know, as we hear testimonies of praise and testimonies or situations that God has got in control, and as we sing a song like that and just know that His love for us is so everlasting and so full. I mean, there's no way you can, I don't have the vocabulary to put it into words how much God loves each and every one of us and His love for us. And it's shown through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our risen Savior. Praise the Lord. We're going to get ready and take up the evening offering. I do want to continue. And I know for y'all to keep in mind all the ministries. We had Banner Brothers meeting last night and it was wonderful. Anybody that couldn't make it or would like to come next month, please get with me and I'll give you all the information or get your number so we can text you. The Amazing Gracers, and I know there's a lot of situations in that area. And, you know, the ladies' ministry, there's so much. But we always want also the Overcomers Outreach, which is very active right now and is so needed. Please keep that in prayer. And it's Thursday nights at 7:30 in the Children's Church. And also, as we announced last week and it started the week before, but they now have a separate class now for ladies only too, which is very powerful. I want to keep them in prayer, Brother Keith and Sister Ashley and Sister Missy. I think they're the ones involved in it. Plus all the other activities going on. So we just love y'all. And just I don't have any other announcements this time. Do we have anything pending? It's a new month coming up, so we'll start again. Oh, I see Miss Lori's hand. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'll see how many times I can mess it up before I get it right. Remind me, please. Remind me. Absolutely. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. Thank you for you gentlemen that's coming up. Brother Jim, we're just going to ask you to ask the Lord to bless our offering, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for this day, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to be back in your house and worship tonight, Lord. We ask your blessings and everyone to speak
tonight, Lord. Amen. Thank you.
Protected us. Had a flat tire on the way to work this morning, and have those run flats on my car, so they really do run flat. And it happened right before Six Flags, where I get off, and I looked at the screen, and my PSI was one. Supposed to be like 39 or something. So I called Tommy, and I'm like, what do I do? And so I said, I'm not stopping on Six Flags. I'm just not going to stop on Six Flags and pump my tire up. I'm just telling you. So I'm just not. I'll just sit on the side of the road and wait somebody to come pick me up. And anyway, thank the Lord, I made it all the way to work, and one of the guys tried to pump it up for me, and the tire was so bad it wouldn't even hold air. So bless my heart, I'm a princess, so... My knight in shining armor had to leave work, come all the way over there, and fix my tire for me, but I thank the Lord every day. You know, I praised Him for helping me, and He has helped me every day since I got prayer. I have had to rebuke the devil, and if I have to rebuke him every day, the Lord is always there.
Amen.
Always faithful, always faithful. And the devil is a liar, and he's stupid to bother us because we've got the Lord. When you got that, what else? You know? I mean, he calmed me. He's helped me. He's healed my body. Like you said, he's healed my body so many times. But I just praise him every day for his protection.
Amen.
The things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed. They're not mine at all. Jesus only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, dear Lord.
Don't we?
Yes, amen.
Praise the Lord. And whenever we do and we are reminded, what do? We're supposed to thank Him. We thank Him for His blessings and for Him watching over us. So, y'all worship the Lord as I try to sing thank you. No, it ain't that. It's so much. I just got thank you on the brain. It's so much to thank Him for. So, y'all worship the Lord. See?
Thank you.
know God is so good. He's been so good to me. I haven't always served Him the way that I wanted to. I haven't always been that shining light and that vessel that He required me to be one time. I've stumbled and I failed. But you know what? He was right there. He loved me anyway. He just picked me up. He dusted off all those ugly sins. All those ugly sins. Hallelujah. And he put me back on the right path.
Praise God.
And I just love Him so much tonight. Y'all listen, if I can see it.
Song picked out I was going to do start with, and then after listening to Brother Keith back there and Sister Linda there, I just something said, no, go tell them different one. So you know, it's funny how that works, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You know, so but listen to the words in this song, and I think about the testimony that two of these just gave, and you know, no matter how often we slip and fall, He's there to pick us up, all right? And Brother Keith, when I get to the chorus, think about his testimony, all right? Okay?
Of time, ring out the news.
Brother, what he's done for you, he'll do for all of us. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
My monitor up here is not working. I don't know if it's... I don't know what, but... let's try E-flat. Song says, if you believe, y'all worship. Long years ago, when Paul and Silas were in jail, nobody there to go their bail. But when they prayed, they knew that God was on their side. Those jailhouse doors swung open wide.
If you believe, you shall receive.
There's not a trouble or care the good Lord can't relieve. Oh, He is just the same today. All you gotta do is trust and pray and believe. You must believe. When Daniel stood within the hungry lion's den, nobody thought that there was any hope for him. But all night long, the lions never took a bite. God took away their appetite.
If you believe,
you shall receive. There's not a trouble or care the good Lord can't relieve. Oh, He is just the same today. All you gotta do is trust and pray and believe. Must believe. David stood before the giant with his sling Goliath laughed. At such a puny little thing that David prayed. He knew that God would stand the test. He slung the rock. God did the rest.
If you believe,
you shall receive.
There's
not a trouble or care the good Lord can't relieve. Oh, He is just the same today. All you gotta do is trust and pray and believe. You must believe.
If you believe,
you shall receive. There's not a trouble or care the good Lord can't relieve. All you gotta do is trust and pray and believe. You must believe.
You know, I feel like I need to say something else here. I'm gonna tell you, it's hard not to speak for God when He just keeps pouring out His blessings on you. I got to the place where. Let me tell you what I did, where I got to. I took off TV. Just bear with me. I took off TV, and I got my Bible. I didn't want no TV, nothing to interfere. I went to my same place, my place. God hears you when you speak to Him. The problem is we don't hear Him. The Bible says, stand still and know that I am God. Know that I'm God. Now let me work. So all of my shows I like to watch, all the ones I got DVR'd, I'm no different from you. I like what I like. I like Gilligan. I got them all.
That makes you a little different.
But I put them in the past. Okay, I limit myself. I go get God's word. I go to Keith's place. And I can't tell you how important that is to have your place. Because it's your time. The only way you're going to know God's voice is to talk to Him and let Him talk to you. If you don't be still, if you crowd your mind with radio, you crowd your mind with TV, you're not in the Word. You know, the Bible talks about praying to Him without ceasing. Okay, you can't do that 24/7. I understand that. But I can sure go through all day thinking, thank you, Lord. You know what I'm saying? It takes that quick. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your gifts. Thank you for your mercy to me and everything. And instead of being down and going, God, you didn't do this. You said you would. I thanked Him for it anyway. You know, the Bible says to thank Him. Okay, that's the part of faith. That is faith. If I knew you was going to walk over and give me a 50 cent piece, I knew it. And I go, I wish I had 50 cents. Brother Spurgeon's going to give me one. That ain't much faith. You know what I'm saying? But if I knew I needed 50 cents and I didn't know where it was coming from and I believed somebody was going to give it to me and they did, that was faith. That is exercising your faith. And the only way that your faith is going to get stronger is to use it and exercise it. And I don't know what it is, but God wanted me to tell somebody that because I'm not the only one fighting these battles. He has worked big, big stuff in my life.
Thank God.
And I thank Him for that. Yes. And I praise Him for not turning away from me.
Yes, amen.
And I am one of His. You know, He left the 99 to go get the one. Okay? And I feel like this week, last week, and the week before, I'm the one. That's what I feel like. You know, He sought me out and He got me.
Amen.
And I thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Can you say amen? Ain't God good? I said, ain't God good? All the time. Glory to God. You know, that's the reason I always say, nobody can tell it like you can. Because you're the one that knows what God has done for you. You know where He brought you from. You know what He done for you. Amen. We could tell it all day long. Did you say, well, what happened, Brother Keith? But can't nobody tell it like Brother Keith. Amen. Because he's experienced that personally. And I thank God for that. Amen. How many we got here tonight that's ever struggled? Anybody in the house ever struggled?
Amen.
You know, you can do one of two things when you struggle. You can quit or you can keep going. Amen. I choose to keep going. I saw a wayward traveler in tattered garments clad, and struggling up the mountain, it seemed that he was sad. His back was laden heavy, his strength almost gone. Yet he shouted as he journeyed, deliverance will come in pomp of victory crown. A glory of the victory I shall wear. I saw him in the evening, sun was bending low. He'd overtop the mountain and he reached the vale below. He saw that golden city, his everlasting home, and he shouted loud, Hosanna, deliverance will come then pop. A victory crown, a glory crown, a victory I shall wear. The summer sun was shining, sweat was on his brow. I forgot the rest of the words, so I don't know him anyhow. While gazing over that city, just for the narrow flood, well, a band of holy angels came from the throne of God. They bore him on their pinions, save for the dashing foam, and joined him in his triumph. Deliverance has come in pomp, the victory crown, the glory pomp, the victory I shall wear. Get over yonder. Good to see you tonight. Appreciate you being out on a Wednesday night. Just good to hear the wonderful testimonies of God's amazing grace. Amen. And how many knows He likes to work when nothing else will? Amen. Whoever coined that phrase, that is so very true. Amen. God likes to work but when nothing else will, so He gets the honor and the glory. Amen. A lot of people call it luck, coincidence, or whatever. But I call it God, knowing exactly what we need, when we need, and how to fulfill that need. Amen. If you have your Bibles tonight, go with us to the book of Isaiah. In the 40th chapter of the book of Isaiah, beginning with verse number 28. Isaiah chapter number 40 and verse number 28. When you get there, say, God is good. Amen. Yes, He is. Reading from the Word of God. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Can we pray? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for Your mercy, for Your grace, for Your abounding love. God, and for this opportunity and the desire that You've given us to gather here tonight. God, I pray Your blessing upon each and every one here. On everyone's family. Father, we do remember those who are suffering. Many are sick, many are afflicted. And we pray, God, Your healing power would reach out to them even now as we pray. God, I pray, Lord, that you would bless those, God, who were not able to be here tonight. God, I pray that you would strengthen them. And Father, I pray that you'd have mercy on the lost tonight. So many, God, are seemingly unconcerned. But Father, I pray you stir their hearts. God, create a desire within their heart and their life, God, to give their life unto you. And I humbly ask you now, Lord, to anoint these lips of clay. God, use me as a vessel and an oracle, nothing more. God, that you might get honor and glory. God, that you might speak to us tonight, that you would have us to hear, that we'll be submissive and obedient to your will and to your word. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Give the Lord a great old big hand clap of praise, if you would. You may be seated. Amen. Praise God. If y'all don't mind, I'm going to undo this top button. Singing that song, I felt like my head was the size of a basketball. Somebody said, it is. Amen. That's a little better right there. Get some oxygen in. Tonight, I want to bring a message entitled, They. Everybody say, They. There's an old song that Daddy and him used to sing. I'm glad I'm one of them, aren't you? Amen. I am glad that I am one of them. One of them what? One of them that's been born again. Amen. Cleansed from the sin by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Baptized in his precious name. Taking on his Holy Spirit within our life. I'm so thankful and so glad and so privileged and blessed to be able to be numbered among the kingdom of God. And I'm just so thankful. Can't thank him enough. But they that wait upon the Lord. Tonight we find that the prophet Isaiah is giving a message of comfort and a message of hope and encouragement to the children of Israel. During this particular time, if ever a nation needed to be comforted and encouraged, it was the nation of Israel. We talk about it so many times, and so many of our messages point out the fact that Jerusalem and the nation of Israel was a backsliding nation, and many, many times they would forget the blessings of God, and we just spoke about that a little bit last night in the brotherhood and how they would get away from God and get away from his precepts and his statutes and his commandments and allow other things to infiltrate their life and their mode of worship. And the first thing you know, then that generation totally had forgotten God. And we don't need to do that. We need to take an example from the Word of God and from the children of Israel and not continually be in and out, hot and cold and on fire for God, and then out in the world. We need to stay steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the Word of the Lord and in the work of the Lord. And I believe that these messages are for us. It's a type and shadow of what the children of Israel went through, but it's also a learning process for us to be able to see what they did and make sure that we don't slide or we don't let other things infiltrate our worship with the Lord. And we all know there's a lot of stuff out there in the world. Amen. There's a lot of contraband. There's a lot of interference. And Satan would love to just have that come into our life and into our worship, but we can't allow that to happen. So we find here, and I want to just go back and pick up just a minute, if I can, verses 1 through 5, and just kind of share with us the comforting message that Isaiah was telling the children of Israel. First of all, it says, comfort ye my people, saith your God. He was the voice of God, or speaking for the voice of God, as God spoke to him, the prophet. He in turn related that to the children of Israel. And God speaking to Isaiah said, speak comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished. Now, somebody in this small congregation tonight needs to hear that again. Listen what he says. Tell Israel, tell Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished. Not will be, not can be, but is accomplished. I just want to tell somebody tonight that your warfare is accomplished. Amen. You just need to go ahead and thank him for it. Need to go ahead and praise him for it. By faith, step out and call it done. As Brother Key said, you may not see it now, but if you'll just step out on faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. But if your warfare, if you've been battling, I just want to give you the assurance tonight that the warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. Could I get a shout? Aren't you glad your iniquity has been pardoned? Amen. Sister Linda talked about it. We've all erred. Amen. There's not a perfect one among us. The only perfect one is Jesus Christ, who loved us so much that in spite of our sin, in spite of that nature, he loved us anyway. Amen. And he brought us out of that old horrible pit and set our feet on a solid rock and established our going. He said, hear that your iniquity, Jerusalem, has been pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. For every sin I've committed, I've received a double blessing. Not for the sin, but for the pardoning of that sin. Can you say praise the Lord? And the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley. Somebody say every valley. Come on, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. How many is facing mountains in your life? Amen. Knowing that God can level that playing ground. He can make that mountain become low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Thank God for that. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. What an encouraging message. What a wonderful message of comfort and hope and encouragement to the children of Israel. But also, the prophet Isaiah begins to address some certain things, amen, some specific things that the children of Israel need to do. We've talked a lot about structure lately, amen, and I still believe in structure. And I believe the word, amen, is full of structure for God's children to adhere to. So now I want to pick up in the 28th verse, and I want to talk about what the Lord has laid upon my heart tonight. They that wait upon the Lord. First of all, I want to clear up a little something. All of my life. In fact, we used to sing a song, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And in my mind, I was, you know, how many can associate with waiting? Come on, you husbands, raise your hands. Yeah. Waiting. And when we see that word, we naturally think about waiting. And waiting is, does anybody in the house enjoy waiting? I mean, you just live for it. You love to wait. No, I guess not. We become impatient, don't we? We'll wait a little bit. How many kind of doing this? And you know what? It's like watching water boil. We watch it, and you know, time will fly by when we're watching a good program, amen? But when we're waiting, 5 minutes seems like 30 minutes. And then we get, well, what's taking them so long? Amen? In the line and the drive-through and all that stuff. And that's what we think. When I heard that, it said, they that wait upon the Lord. But I want you to understand here, in the Hebrew definition, and actually the Hebrew goes into more of a lengthier definition than the King James Version, which was the English translation of the Greek and Hebrew Bible, and many, many times they would use one or two words to identify or define what the Greek Hebrew was. But the Greek Hebrew says, they that wait, he says it basically like this: those that expect, look for, and hope in him. Whoo! Those that expect, look for, amen, and hope in him. That sounds a lot different than waiting, doesn't it? That is waiting with expectation. That is waiting, amen, and hoping and desiring, amen, that the end is going to be worth the wait. How many has ever heard that? It's going to be worth the wait. And it certainly is when we wait on the Lord. But we don't wait looking at our watch. We don't wait twiddling our thumbs. We don't wait saying, God, where are you? We don't wait saying, when are you going to answer it? We wait by faith. We wait with expectation. We wait with a prayer that God is going to intercede. God's going to do what I ask, because I ask in the way the Bible told me to. I ask believing. And when you ask believing, how many knows that God will do his part? So when we wait upon the Lord, what will happen when we wait with expectation, looking for, and hoping in him? Well, the first thing he says, he's going to renew your strength. How many could use a little renewing of strength? Now, I believe that the Lord can actually renew our physical strength. But I am more in tune and inclined to believe he's talking about our spiritual strength. Because I found out something. When my spiritual strength, amen, is renewed, it affects my physical strength. That's hard to explain. But it happens.
And it all has to do with a mindset. Amen. It has to do with that spirit. Amen. That is within us. When that spirit is renewed, I forget about the aches and pains. I forget about the things that cause me to be tired. Or I forget about all of those things that come with the aging process. And I begin to glorify and praise God. Amen. But when I'm waiting on the Lord with anticipation, waiting on for Him to move. Amen. And we don't need to move till God moves. When He moves, we need to move. But if we will wait with anticipation, He will renew our strength. And it's so intriguing to me that the prophet Isaiah uses the analysis of the eagle. And the eagle is, if it's anything, it is an amazing bird. It is an amazing animal. The traits that the eagle does. There is an eagle's nest behind the lake where we live, behind Tony and Karen's house. And we were so tickled that there was a nest out there because you could view them. And I think I've shared with you the eagle that came out. I was on the dock out there, I guess about the second year that we was down there. And, the way I fish is just, hopefully I'll just accidentally hook one. You know, I just down there for a little while. I'm not a very patient fisherman. But I wasn't catching nothing. And I saw the eagle over there, and all of a sudden the eagle makes that real shrill noise. And it's almost enough to make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. And off it goes. And it makes a circle, and it comes down, and it kind of lines up like an airplane that's going to go into a landing. And all of a sudden it goes right down over the lake, puts those talons down, and grabs a fish, and kind of goes back up to its nest. And if I'm not real sure, but I almost believe I saw a smirk on its face when it looked at me. Like, I'll show you how to do it, son. But they're amazing. I mean, first cast. He got the fish and went on. And it was just intriguing to me. But eagles are very intriguing, and they're wonderful to watch. And I've heard that they will pair for, the same pair will pair for life. And they build these strong, strong nest. It's not just a nest that they'll throw up. They come back to that nest every year. And it's amazing to watch those. And here he uses the analogy a couple of times of the eagle. And one of the things he says, that it's going to renew our strength. And if you read and study about the eagles can live from 40 to 70 years old. That's a long time for a bird. You talk about an old bird. 70-year-old eagle is an old bird. But there's a time in that adult eagle's life that it's not quite as strong as it once was. I mean, he can identify. The experience is there. Eyesight's still there on the eagle. Eagle never has to wear glasses, by the way. But they're not quite as fast, and they don't fly quite as high. So studies tell me, and I read about this, and I just got all excited. They go up to the mountain, and they kind of just sit on top of the mountain, and they go through a molting process where some of the old feathers are discarded, and some of the old plumage is discarded. And during this time of waiting, they renew their strength. They begin to grow these new feathers. They begin to grow this new plumage. And some studies, and they can't really prove this, some studies actually believe that they take this time to actually sharpen their beak and to sharpen their talons on the rocks that they're waiting on. I'll let that sink in just a little bit. As we are petitioning God for strength, as we are petitioning God for restoration, as we are praying unto God, revive me, restore me, strengthen me, and maybe the Lord wants us to go and wait upon Him with expectation, looking for and hoping that what God is going to do. But during this time, rather than sitting and twiddling our thumbs, amen, we begin to intercede with prayer and fasting, amen, and spiritual growth for the journey that's ahead of us. There's There's too many people think that, oh, God can't use me anymore. Yes, He can. Amen. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the service of God. There's no place to quit. There's really no place to slow down. Amen. But there is a time to wait on the Lord and be renewed with strength. Amen. And let me tell you something. When the eagle comes down off of the mountain, he's able to soar at great heights just like he once did. Amen. And the wings are stronger because of that time of preparation and waiting to be renewed with strength. How can you do that? In fasting, in prayer, in meditation, amen, in sacrificing, whatever it is that you can do to receive from God what He would have you to do. The next thing that He says, you'll mount up with wings. Mount up with wings. This was intriguing as well. And I never knew this. In fact, it's such a great study if you have an opportunity to kind of read about eagles and all. But the mounting up with wings, basically, there are predators. Most likely snakes are predators that can climb. And when the little eaglets, I guess that's what you call baby eagles or whatever, when they're in the nest, they can't fly. So studies say that mounting with wings, these eagles will, I like this word, they used it, will stir up the nest. Now, it didn't say why it stirred up the nest, but in stirring up the nest, then it would spread its wings and almost hover over the nest and lift the eaglets onto their wings to carry them up to safety to a higher place. Lord have mercy. When I was reading that, I was just getting chills all over. I said, God, no wonder Isaiah was talking about the eagles, because you can do for Jerusalem, amen, what the little eagle does for her family, what the eagle does in preparation. And God, you're so much greater. But there's times you tell us that after we come down off of the mountain, after we've been through that time of refreshing and restoration, we can actually spread our wings, amen, and not only protect ourselves, but protect the little ones that are around us. Amen. That's not only your immediate family. That's those young Christians, amen, in the work of the Lord. Amen. Right? When God has given you strength, that strength can be used to help others. And we can mount up with wings. And they was talking about how high they could soar, how high they could fly, and use very little strength because of the wings are so strong. They can just hover on the airway, on the thermals of the air. And it's amazing. Not only that, not only can we renew our strength and can we mount up with wings, but we shall run and not be weary. Run and not be weary. Now, what's so amazing about that? Well, right before that, he tells us, amen, that in verse number 28, he said, God the Lord, the creator of the ends of earth, that fainteth not, neither is he weary, there is no searching of his understanding. And he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth their strength. But he goes on to say, even the youths or the young folks shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But he says, you, they that wait upon the Lord, not you won't faint, but you'll be able to run and not be weary. How? With this newfound strength and energy that comes from waiting with anticipation for God to restore us, refresh us, and energize us. Run and not be weary. Basically, what he said, you're going to be able, amen, abounding energy, endless energy. Isn't that what? You know, we can run sometimes, but then we kind of falter. Y'all remember the basketball game that we had out there? Somebody got a wild hair. I don't know who it was. That the brothers, the brotherhood, was going to play the younger teenage boys in a basketball game. Y'all didn't even see it, and y'all are laughing. You ought to have seen it. But you know what? For the first half, we actually were in the lead. Am I right? Can I get a testimony? We were leading them, feeling pretty good. But when the second half rolled around, can Can we play half court? We were so tired of running back and forth that they just smoked us the second half. We didn't have the energy, amen, the long energy. We didn't have the endurance that we needed. And there's a story in that. So many times we take off with energy. We take off with zeal. We take off with all of this that we're going to do for the Lord. But we begin to fall by the wayside. We begin to lose that energy a little bit. And when we lose that energy, that desire kind of fades away. But Isaiah's telling them here, he said, listen, not only are you going to be renewed in strength, but you're going to be able to run and not be weary. Imagine being able to run, and have just as much energy when you got through running as you did when you started. Amen. That's the kind of spiritual energy that God provides us. Those that are just as on fire for God today as they was 30 years ago when they got saved. Amen. Those that are still strong, still living for God, still on fire for God. And that's what he says. Only that kind of energy and zeal can come from a relationship with God. Shall run and not be weary. That newfound strength and energy, that abounding, that endless abounding energy and strength that comes from a relationship with the Lord. And then finally, he says, walk and not faint. And, you know, and I always wondered about that. I was thinking about, well, surely if you could run and not be weary, you could walk and not faint. I mean, it only makes sense. But how many know sometimes the kind of making sense that we read the Word of God, we need to pray first and say, Lord, let me understand what you're talking about here. So doesn't it make sense if you can run and not get tired, at least you're going to walk and not faint? Well, the run was actually running. The walk was actually a spiritual walk with God. Walking in faith. Not so much a natural walk. But I started out, amen, to make heaven my home. How about you? I didn't start out to fall by the wayside. I have no intention to. Has it been rough? Yes, it has. Has it been long? Surely it's been long. But God has never failed me. He's always picked me up, dusted me off, and put me back on that path. But the thing about walking and not fainting, it's not the faint where you lose consciousness. It's where you lose heart. Many have made a great start. Many have ventured out. Many have done spectacular things through the Holy Spirit that is within them. But after a while, the journey gets long. And after a while, the journey gets burdensome, and they begin to faint, not faint physically, but begin to lose heart. They're not as zealous as they once was. They're not as energetic as they once were. But God says here, wait a minute. He said, you're going to walk and not faint. Amen. That I have placed within you, glory to God, it's going to sustain you and keep you until the very end. How many knows you don't have to check the mileage? You don't have to check the gas meter. How many knows that with the Holy Spirit, you're on full? Glory to God. Aren't you thankful for that? You know, we used to say, you know, we need to go back to church to fill up the filling station. You know, well, really, that's not scriptural, because the Spirit of God with us, you know, our desire and our weakness may come, but it's not the Spirit, amen, that's draining within us. I believe that the Spirit that is within us is just as strong today as it was when I first received it, amen. I may not be, but the Spirit is. And we'll be able to walk and not faint. They that wait upon the Lord. They. Say that with me. They. I kind of get an inclination from the wording there that that's not going to apply to everyone. Only those that wait upon the Lord. And I'm talking here the ones that wait with expectation, the ones that look for and hope in Him. There are going to be some that have a relationship with the Lord, but they're not going to wait on Him. They're not going to seek Him. They're not going to ask Him to lead and guide them. They're going to become impatient. They're going to become frustrated and discouraged. And many may fall by the wayside. But Isaiah said, hey, but wait, those that wait. Those that wait upon the Lord. I want to be one. Amen, that puts my faith and trust in God and wait on Him to lead and guide and make a way. How many has ever been going somewhere and somebody said, wait a minute, let's make sure we're going. And we say, no, I can get there. And then you retract and come back and should have listened to your wife to start with. I'm just saying. Because she's going to tell you, I told you so. You should have listened. But many times we get ahead of God, so many times. But God's so loving Amen. And so patient. Amen. He picks us back up and said, you know, you got out there on your own, but if you'll wait on me, amen, you'll be energized. You'll be strengthened. One more thing about the eagles. And I'm going to try to end on this. I was reading about that and I ran across something else. How many knows that one of the eagles' greatest or most enjoyable meals is the snake? They just like snakes. You know the eyesight of an eagle. It can be soaring and spot a snake and swoop down. But something about the eagle and the snake confrontation. The eagle does not fight the snake on the ground. When I read that, things just began to flash in my mind. How many times have I tried to overcome Satan on his turf, in his territory, where he's manipulative, where he finds his strength, where he's deceptive, and where he's the strongest? Oh no, the eagle doesn't do that. The eagle swoops down with those talons and picks the snake up and soars just as high as he can. Glory to God. And one of the first things he does is bites the snake's head off. But they say that the snake, when it gets off the ground, it has no sense of balance. Where are we going? Amen. Brother, what are you talking about? That's how I want to fight Satan. That's how I want to fight the lust that Satan brings. Not on his territory, not on his ground, but I'm going to take him up to the Lord. Amen. I'm going to get just as high spiritually as I possibly can. Amen. First thing I'm going to do is bite his head off, amen, where he can't do him any harm, and I'm going to take him up, amen, where he has no sense of balance whatsoever. Man, and that's where the eagle consumes. He actually consumes the snake and can while he's in the air, while he's flying. Glory to God. Amen. So many of us, we're still down on the ground. We're still down in Satan's turf trying to struggle and fight against him. And I thought some of the things that are going on today, I'm just going to throw this in. We're not going to be able to fight it on this turf. Because that's Satan's turf. But we can fight it in the air. Amen. We can soar up to the Lord through His strength and to His power. What are you talking about? I'm talking about being in a spiritual realm. In a spiritual realm. Amen. And letting God handle it. And I believe that God will handle it. I wish I could convey all that I felt when I was reading this. Because, you know, the word is timely. And I so needed this. I so needed this. And I just thank God. And I've probably done a bumbling effect of trying to portray it to you or convey it to you. But study it. Study it, the Word of the Lord. Study what Isaiah is talking about and how that we can be dependent on God and how He will fight our battles. And not only that, He will strengthen us. And it doesn't, I mean, well, it does matter, but if you've only just got saved or if you've been saved for years and years and years and you've been a Christian for a long time, we all struggle. We all do. Let's just confess it. There's times we struggle. Doesn't mean we're lost. Doesn't mean we're backslidden. We just struggle. Struggle with different things. Amen. But, you know, when we understand here that if we'll just kind of set back, maybe go up to the mountain. I love that part. You know, and all that means, you don't have to climb up on Stone Mountain or anything like that, but get into a high place with God. If it's a closet, if it's your bedroom, if it's here at the altar, get in a place where there's no disturbance. Amen. And just begin to seek God. God, I want to wait on you. Lord, I want you to strengthen me. I want you to renew me, God. I want to be able to run and not be weary. I want to be able to walk and not faint. God, I want to mount up again, just like I did that night I received the baptism of the Spirit. Lord, I want that. And that's wonderful. And God will do that. And He'll see us through these problems and these situations. But it's to they that wait upon the Lord. Unfortunately, when I read that, that tells me that everybody's not going to be able to receive that. Only those that wait with expectation, put their faith and trust in God. And how many knows that God will never fail us? Amen. Don't you love the Lord? Do you love the Lord? Do you love His Word? Aren't you thankful, amen, that He can restore us and bring us into new heights with Him. May God bless you. We love each and every one of you. If you would stand tonight, give you an opportunity. If you need prayer, we want to pray with you. We know that some are still battling. Some are not able to be here tonight because of affliction and sickness, and we want to remember them in prayer. And then we have a brother who's going to be going in for a procedure tomorrow, and we're going to pray and anoint him that God is going to be with him and take care of him. And we're just going to expect a good report. Amen. Because we know. Amen. Praise the Lord.